second day of October 2016. Welcome. Going into the third day of October. This week I felt completely overloaded with stimuli. So many things happening just in my personal life and in my professional life, and what's coming at us at 150 directions. I feel a sense of heaviness over my area where I live, just a sense of the unknown, of fluidity, of fragility. And I know probably many of you out there are feeling the same thing, like everything's up in the air. And we've been talking about this throughout the weeks. We're building up to this crescendo. And some of the very things that I've been seeing in the future are really starting to materialize, and it's freaky that they're coming to pass. And I've got a lot of research. I've got a lot of clips, as usual. I've got a lot of articles pulled up, and going to try to get through a bunch of this stuff. Now, let's get into Michael Savage real quick. Yesterday, this so-called turnover of the internet was supposed to happen. Now, none of us knows what's really happening here. We're getting secondhand information. You know, this internet is a DARPA project, okay? And so when these people, Mr. Producer, I'm getting a bunch of feedback in my headset. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, they tell us, we're turning the internet over to this ICANN. And now all these totalitarian regimes are going to start censoring. And I got some of this stuff with Obama and Xi Jinping while they're standing there on the podiums together. And Obama was basically telegraphing this stuff. I want to get into the Savage stuff real quick. Mr. Producer, get clip five ready. It's Dabu 7 talking about Savage. And then we're going to go to clip 14 after that. Savage was talking about, now this could be a psyop. Savage is probably right up there with Limbaugh, big fish in the pond, Jewish guy. Those that want to protect white identity are ready for the dustbin of history, blah, blah, blah. He said all this stuff. He was talking about Hillary's health and this thing where he gets yanked off the air for, you know, the rest of his show, has this glitch, et cetera, et cetera. Let's hit clip five real quick.
And you see one topic specifically start to get censored. I believe that therein lies the truth. And what we have here is Michael Savage on the right. Some of you may like him. You may hate him. Some of you may have never even heard of him. Well, this man has a big radio station out of New York City, and he has some 20 million listeners he's broadcasted out to, 20 million people. Well, apparently they decided to cut him down the other day live while he was speaking about all this and completely dished all of his people that was listening to him off to other networks because he said one word. He said one word. He didn't say that it was a fact. He said that there was a rumor that Hillary was taking levodopa, which is a Parkinson's disease drug. As soon as he mentioned this one word, his liberal CEOs took him off the air mid-show and shut him down. Now, he could have been talking about all these other things, which they were talking about her health, you know, the coughing, the shaky legs, all this stuff. But nothing caused him to get censored and shut down and taken off air except one word connected to Parkinson's.
All right, you can stop it there and get clip 14 up. Now, look, I'm trying to see through the layers here with something like this with Savage. He's been on Jones's program now about probably three times in the last 2 weeks. You know, this kind of incident, it spikes his cred with the alt-right, the kosher alt-right wing here that, you know. And so it was a very quick temporary glitch, et cetera, et cetera. But see, this spikes your name. Now, it's not like Savage needs much more name recognition. I mean, if you're a talk radio head, he's already there in most of our minds. But see, I asked some other people like that that I work with, or just, you know, kind of like the zombie public. They don't even know who this guy was. And so you got to realize the public. Here's what we do, those of us in our sector. We transfer our own knowledge level on to the rest of the public. And that's one of the most silly, dumb, moronic things you can do, because the rest of the public is like, I'm not trying to say, you know, I don't want to say superior, inferior, and all this stuff. I'm saying ignorant, okay? If they had the knowledge, you know, there's plenty of people in the technical trades. There's plenty of people sitting in labs and universities that couldn't find a rear end from a hole in the ground when it comes to street knowledge and kind of connecting dots and all this stuff. They have high intellect, but they don't use it. Their mind has been trained for specialization, and they've been compartmentalized. And so we have to realize that even though somebody can talk to you and have this, you know, pretty substantive conversation, unless they're kind of submerged into our world, they're not going to know any of this stuff. Let's do clip 14 real quick.
Stay. Cross over the line.
We're back on the air. Apparently, there was a glitch. We think there was a technical glitch. I kind of doubt it. So if you want to know if there's media bias tonight, you don't have to look any further than this show. 100 million viewers, and on the eve of the most important debate in history, they take off a man like me. Not so much as an email to my producer before the show. Did my syndicator send a note saying they were preempting me today? So the only reason they preempted me is to prevent me from talking about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, in my estimation. And I'm going to make a statement right now. If they do this to me again tomorrow, and they did it to me, by the way, without any notice, make a note of this, because you may not hear me tomorrow or ever again. I want you to understand the kind of duress I'm under. This is sabotage. Do you understand what sabotage is? Those of you who are listening, understand very clearly, if perhaps for the first time, that the fairness doctrine is already in operation on WABC in New York.
All right, so you get it. You can stop it there. Now you're getting it. Now look, we're one day into this supposed internet giveaway, you know, takeover by the kind of this umbrella UN kind of a global corporate monopoly that's, you know, all tied in with the masters of the planet, okay? And so now everybody's fearing this censorship that's going to be coming our way. We see the moves on YouTube, demonetizing accounts, the Heroes program, multi-flagging, all this weird crap. You got the you know, the Cyber Command, Hasbro, Chinese, internet policing possibly coming our way. You know, it's early. Like I said before, probably last week and the week before, I see more of a boiling frog, tightening the vise very slowly syndrome. They're not going to do all this right away. They're going to slowly turn up the heat. They're going to slowly turn up the pressure, and then we're going to see more and more and more of it. And hopefully through incrementalism, it's not some kind of instantaneous censorship. It's over. We're in a gulag now. Well, we're already in a gulag, but they're just the walls and the torture devices aren't apparent. They're still in the closet, but we're still, the gates are being shut, and this is where it is. Move on to some funny stuff real quick. This is up on the InfoStormer. Man in a gorilla suit wearing All Lives Matter t-shirt disrupts NFL game. And this is in Chicago. So a man in a gorilla suit wearing a t-shirt that said All Lives Matter ran onto the field of the NFL game. Obviously, it's the Chicago Bears. This afternoon, he created quite a scene and was eventually arrested. It looks like the man in the gorilla suit was black. Hard to believe, but here's the photographic evidence, and it's up on InfoStormer. The guy had like a dark black guy with dreads. I guess even some of the black people are tired of the Black Lives Matter nonsense, or maybe he just did it for the laughs. But, you know, it's, I mean, you got to admit, this is funny. A black dude dressed in a gorilla suit runs across the field, Soldier Field in Chicago, and he's wearing an All Lives Matter t-shirt. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 20 ready. Now, this is Tommy Sotomayor, and he's talking about this guy named Joey Salad. Now, he's another YouTuber, and he took a Black Lives Matter sign into a white neighborhood, okay? It was like, hey, you support Black Lives Matter, and people like, whatever. Nobody messed with him. Nobody did nothing. He got a couple people like, whatever, man. And they were like, All Lives Matter. And then, but he takes an All Lives Matter sign into a predominantly black area, and he got physically attacked and chased and hit on numerous times. And so this is how I'm setting this video up, where Tommy Sotomayor, who he makes his way around, he makes a lot of money on YouTube, and you got to admit, he calls out, he's trying to clean up his own backyard. And so I give him respect for that. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 20.
I saw this, and please go to Joey Salad's channel. He has some great stuff where he goes out into the public and gets people to basically act the way they would normally act. In this instance right here, you saw black people, black males, being what they've been raised to be, savage. The majority of black males are considered punks if they are not savages and act with savage behavior. These men have threatened to beat up a man and then actually put their hands on a man because he had a sign that stated that all lives matter, when in essence we all should agree that all lives matter. But if you disagree with the idea of saying all lives matter, because as you said, niggas is getting shot down by cops, if you believe this, then what you should have been able to do was easily explain to him why you found the difference. Notice that white people, when they disagreed with the sign of Black Lives Matter, what did they do? They walked off, or they stated why they don't believe it. But they never grabbed him, never grabbed his sign, never called him a race traitor, never called him anything. They explained their position or just walked off and ignored him. Now, blacks don't have this ability. And in America, what we've done is started to patronize black people and act like black people are just not smart enough to be adult. Black people are just not smart enough to be civil. And black people, you should find this offensive. The liberal left are the main people who are pushing this down your throat, that you don't have the ability to have dialogue with someone that you disagree with, to be able to explain very eloquently why you believe something should happen and why do you believe something else is wrong. Joey Salads and a lot of other white or non-black people, how can I put it? You guys are vulnerable right now to the savage black children that are coming from black single mothers. They're teaching their kids to act on emotion. If you don't like, if you don't support, if you don't put up with what I do, then I will physically harm you. For them to want the world to see something like this and still believe that cops should police black areas less than they police white areas is a shame. If you're going to get this mad when someone talks about all lives matter, if black lives really matter this much, then maybe you'll get this angry every time you look in a newspaper and see the murder rate in Chicago, Baltimore, Atlanta, LA, any place where there's a majority of blacks who decide that black lives don't matter just because you got shoes I want, just because you disrespected me on Instagram, Facebook, or wherever. I feel sorry for Joey Salads, but I'm glad he was brave enough to stand up and do what a lot of non-black people are willing to do. Prove how savage the black culture is. Right now, there's a YouTuber. There's several YouTubers who've not only made videos threatening my life, they pull up every bit of dirt about me from the past.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. But you get it. So this, and he's talking Veritas right there, folks. Look at, and I'm on the other side, I'm going to play a Colin Flaherty clip about my hometown here in nice old St. Louis, about an autistic guy getting beat on the Metrolink, which is our kind of our subway system, and a boyfriend and girlfriend who were basically trying to stick up for a young white girl or a black girl, I don't know, but that was getting accosted by a bunch of hood rats down on the south side here, kind of near where I'm at. And so then they beat this guy basically to where his head looks like a grape now. And I'm not going to play that whole part, but I'm going to play the two kind of analytical parts of the clip when we come back. But he said some real true things here. It's like, look at the you guys all saw the white kind of old homeless guy in Charlotte just got kicked right off of his bike or whatever. And then you see this old black guy who had a Trump shirt and hat on, and he got knocked clean out by some young, you know, hood rat types. And it's just ridiculous. An old black man. So these people think Black Lives Matter, et cetera, et cetera. But this old black man had a Trump jersey or a Trump hat on, and they knocked him clean out, laying there, and they're making fun of him on the sidewalk. This is 2016 America, and everybody better get their minds wrapped around this, that there's a whole generation of fatherless youth that's running every one of our major city streets, and even out into the suburbs, and even in the rural areas now, that basically have no conscience. They don't care what happens tomorrow. They live for the day. They live to feed their base instincts and wants. You know, sex, high, drunk, video games, and, you know, the thrill of beating up an old man, knocking him clean out because he has a Trump hat on or whatever. This is what we're facing. And so, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio. Stay tuned.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrb.
Let me plug the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. You got two chat rooms, folks. You can flip around back and forth. I want to give a shout out to Hoolis blog.blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S, blog.blogspot.com, a very, very excellent aggregator of very pertinent information, does my show every week, takes the commercials out and reposts it. Shout out to Kyle over at RenegadeTribune.com, RenegadeBroadcasting.com. He puts the show up quite a bit. Shout out to Sean over at Renegade for putting it up on 107.9 FM in the great continent of Australia. Hello to all the Australian listeners. Let's get into this Colin Flaherty. This is a short little clip because we're going to have another break coming up. That was weird. The shortest commercial I've ever heard on RBN. It's pretty weird. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 15. This is for St. Louis.
Stay.
Oh, that's not it.
We're back on the air. Apparently,
that's not
there
it.
Was a glitch.
That's not it. Clip 15. Colin Flaherty. You got it? It's in the Skype, too. We'll play it at the bottom of the hour. Just go ahead and find it. It's the one that's from the top, and then we skip to 4:11. That was sent at 8:58 p.m. But anyway, we're going to come up on a break. And so I'm just going to give you an overlook of kind of what we're going to go through. I've got some false flag weekly news stuff. It was a big show with Professor Anthony Hall, Dr. Kevin Barrett, who I interviewed Professor Hall last week, and a lot of people really enjoyed that show. And he's going through even more. His university is basically Lethbridge, University of Lethbridge up there, is trying to get him to quit over this B'nai B'rith planted fake Ben Garrison kind of meme that was thrown onto his Facebook. So the B'nai B'rith gang up there, the Bronfman B'nai B'rith gang's really going after him up there. And they had on a guy from We Are Change, a Jewish guy, Jeremy Roth Cushy. And I'll tell you what, we're going to play some of this throughout the show, but he really calls out basically Kosher Nostra in this segment. And I'm going to hopefully we can play it. But it's... it's pretty fascinating. And so we've got that. Of course, Shimon Peres, the former prime minister and president of Israel, the real kind of middleman between the Vatican and the state of Israel, Shimon Peres, and he was a Jesuit trained. And so you get into this little marriage between kind of the Society of Jesus and the Jewish mob, and he's really the linchpin, Shimon Peres. And so Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and all these world leaders were there to pay tribute to Shimon Peres. And I've got a couple clips. And Christopher Bolin really dug into Shimon Peres and his connections with 9/11. Let's see. We're going to get into a little bit of the stuff with the debates. Everybody knows about all the skullduggery with Hillary having the basically the kind of the Batman kind of podium where Mr. Producer, and I'm going to get with you during a break about that, the Batman kind of podium where she had a specialized bigger one with a screen in it and all that stuff. So we'll cover that on the other side, and we'll see you after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Technical difficulties I go through doing this program now. My Skype got hit during the break. I had to reconnect. My entire Skype got shut down on my computer, and then I had to reopen it and then reconnect with the producer. Just silly. So back to we're going to do this Colin Flaherty clip, and then we're going to move on with more stuff. And this is about St. Louis, and just listen to what he says about St. Louis. Go ahead and hit that clip, Mr. Producer.
We could do a channel on St. Louis all by itself, but we don't, because St. Louis is too easy. There's too much black criminality there, black crime, black on white violence, way too many officials ignoring, denying, condoning, excusing, encouraging, and even lying about it. But even so, every once in a while, a few things rise to the top in St. Louis, and now I face this conundrum. What's worse? 15 to 20 black people beating up a young white couple who are coming to the aid of a young girl they were assaulting and harassing? Or a bunch of black people beating an autistic kid on a train, on the metro, on their metro link? I guess we'll just have to flip a coin.
Man with autism is beaten and robbed at a Metrolink station, and now police are looking for his attackers.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and forward it to 411. But basically, St. Louis is not that big of a town, folks. It's not huge like Chi-Town or New York City or L.A. It's a pretty big, like when you see the county and the city alone, but there's so much in the city of a few hundred thousand. St. Louis metropolitan downtown, and that's why we're the most dangerous per capita place in the country. I mean, we get a couple hundred murders, 250, 300 murders a year, and you know, and we're in a city of a few hundred thousand, where you know Chi-Town's more, but it's like it's much more people when you get into this per capita thing. It's just like, my gosh. And I go ahead and resume at 411, Mr. Producer.
Day to day.
If you live in St. Louis, you've already made your deal. You've made your deal. You will ignore and deny and condone, excuse, encourage all this black criminality. You're just going to hope it doesn't hit you or your family. So you're living in denial, deceit, delusion. You've elected people who are taking whatever you think and taking it to the next level. So if you're still in St. Louis and you're not down with all that, you better get the hell out of there, because the people who run St. Louis, remember a little town called Ferguson? Remember how everybody on the St. Louis City Council was and all the elected officials in St. Louis? Do you remember how they were down with the cause? So if your family gets hurt, if your daughter gets hurt, if your son gets hurt, if your autistic child gets hurt, you know what? We have an enormous amount of videos of black on handicap violence, and you live in St. Louis. At some point, we have to say, are you a victim of this violence? Or did you just volunteer for it when you signed up for doing everything you can to not make the black kids angry?
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. And here's the thing, and I said this last week, okay? Governor Nixon, the Democratic governor of Missouri, this is the guy that completely just total debacle with the Ferguson stuff. You guys remember that? Malik Shabazz calling him out. I mean, from the new Black Panthers, Black Lawyers for Justice. I mean, Ferguson was such a psyop. But then he bungled Ferguson to the point where he had to. He was ordered, folks. He was ordered by the feds and Obama and all the Bolsheviks, basically to be the bungler. Okay, so now we've got here's what's going on. We've got a guy named Jason Kander, and then we've got a guy named Eric Greitens, former Navy SEAL with some shady globalist connections. These guys are running for governor. Okay, no, Chris Koster is the Democrat. Jason Kander is running for lieutenant governor, attorney general. I'm sorry, Chris Koster is the Democrat. And then Eric Greitens, former Navy SEAL, is the Republican. And I have a feeling with this kind of orchestrated Trump landslide that Greitens is probably going to be the governor of Missouri. And then they're going to go after basically organized labor and basically put us under a right-to-work system where everybody makes $12 an hour and the whole nine yards. And a lot of you out there think that right-to-work is somehow, you know, the way to go, and all the evil, corrupt mafia labor unions are somehow bad, completely bad, and they need to go, and everybody just needs to be working at a Foxconn factory like over in China. Well, there, like I've been saying, there has to be this battle that happens in organized labor for basically the heart of the middle class of this country. So all you hardcore iron workers, laborers, electricians, pipe fitters, pipe coverers, carpenters, all them white guys that like to drink their beer and have a little fun and like their guns and go hunting and their boats and wearing their camo and their Carhartt, you better pull your head out of your rear ends, because that's one thing that could happen under Trump. I don't know where he's going to go with, you know, making America great again and giving us jobs. Are they all going to be $10 an hour jobs? You know, or is he going to go to war with, you know, the what's left of the middle class holding up kind of, you know, the AFL-CIO, not the Bolshevik Service Employees International and the Bolshevik teachers unions and all the rest? You know, we've got to have a real battle here for the heart and soul of organized labor, because I think this is a way to move forward and to really say, this could be an answer. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to be perfect. There's so many purists out here that listen to RBN that think, you know, everything is a racket, and so don't participate in anything because it's all just organized crime, and you know, they want to go lay around in the corner. And they don't want to be out here and try to fight any battles. They just want to say the whole thing's a corrupt system, and so just let it corrupt even further. Well, I'm not that type of person. I think we need to do intellectual and physical battle on all these fronts. So let's move on. We've got to get into this JASTA stuff. The basically what they want to do is the, we all know that Obama vetoed the you know, the 9/11 kind of families wanting to sue the Saudis, and it, the bill is basically called JASTA. Okay. It was a unanimous override. So there's a lot of weird things going on here. We got about 8 minutes before the break. So I'm going to start, Mr. Producer, get clip eight ready and prepare to pause. And we're going to start the False Flag Weekly News kind of segment here, but it starts off with the JASTA override. Go ahead and hit clip eight.
This week, we had a huge victory for 9/11 Truth. Well, maybe not as huge as it should be, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. The Senate and then the House have overridden the veto of the JASTA bill, the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. So our first couple of slides show you first it was the Senate that did it. Was it unanimously or virtually so? And then the House followed suit. So JASTA will go into law. And that means that American victims of 9/11 and presumably other terrorist attacks that have any kind of foreign government connection can go after those foreign governments in court. The reaction to this has been a little bit all over the map. We had the Huffington Post publishing an attack on the conspiracy theorists behind the JASTA bill who think that there were Saudis involved in the 9/11 conspiracy. Well, there were 15 Saudis involved in the 9/11 conspiracy, according to the commission. And it's probably time to look into government connections, not just the Saudi government, but other governments as well. Fallout from this could involve the Saudis pulling the plug on the U.S. economy, shutting down U.S. bases, et cetera, et cetera. And, well, guys, let's stop here after going through all those slides.
Okay, let's pause it there, Mr. Producer. Hold that spot. Now, I've got an article pulled up. How the JASTA override on Saudi Arabia could bite Americans in the rear end. So President Obama vetoed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, but Congress has, for the first time in his presidency, overridden his veto. Now, I have to look at the Congress, the AIPAC-owned Congress. You got to look under the surface here, folks. This is very weird. Now, remember I told you, and we've been talking, and many of the listeners and other hosts and everybody else knows about Greater Israel. Saudi Arabia is going to have to get piecemealed off. Look, they're setting this, the House of Saud up. This is massive. So the AIPAC-controlled Congress, you mean Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all the, you know, Zio Senate almost unanimously votes to override the JASTA veto, and Israel's not involved, and the Kosher Nostra's not involved. Please don't be suckers here, folks. But anyway, so individual tort suits against other countries had been forestalled by a doctrine of sovereign immunity from which the United States and other countries also benefit. JASTA removes sovereign immunity for any state found to be practicing terrorism anywhere, apparently as defined by U.S. court judges. Now, this is what kills me. So the U.S. court judges can decide, hey, whatever assets you got over here, Saudi Arabia, all your, you know, all the crap you've been buying all over our country, we can seize it if we think that you're connected to terrorism somehow. So the world's biggest sponsor of terrorism, the corporation that calls itself the United States government, has the balls to now, you know, tell the rest of the planet, hey, we're going to go after you if we think you're terrorists, when we've overthrown more countries, drone strike everybody on the planet. I mean, this is what's so fascinating. Saudi Arabia is extremely unpopular in the U.S. Yeah, but remember Roosevelt propping up and setting up this relationship with Saudi Arabia? Remember British intelligence setting up the House of Saud, but then Roosevelt comes in later and basically lays the groundwork for this special relationship, the petrodollar, all this garbage. Okay. Now, let's do this. Mr. Producer, hold that spot on that clip on False Flag Weekly News, but then let's go to clip nine and hit that one real quick. RT, Pakistan.
You know that these Americans are all over the place. They attack more people than just the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. They kill people in their homes, just like they did with my son and my brother.
Karim Khan's lawyer told us they're going to continue to fight too and seek an international arrest warrant now.
We understand that the government is very hesitant to implement it, but the law is on our side, and hopefully we will get to our goal. The Pakistani government, they are not willing to take this case against the CIU officials because they are afraid that it might ruin the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, or once this case is open, it would also get those people investigated who could be involved from Pakistani side as well. Well, the total number of people who died in drone strikes is around 4,000 in Pakistan. And the majority of them are civilian drone strike victims because we only get the names of high-value militant targets who are not more than a couple of hundred. So I believe there's a large number of civilian victims, but I personally represent 130 drone victim families from Pakistan.
Since 2004, the U.S. has carried out more than 400 drone strikes in Pakistan, which are thought to have killed almost 1,000 people. One in five deaths has been of a child, according to the London Bureau of Investigative Journalism. But the real number of civilian casualties remains unknown.
Okay, you can stop it, Mr. Producer. But so here's the thing. This is so wild. The AIPAC goons in Congress, you know, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, all the scum. They overrode Obama's veto. Okay, and so this thing is complicated. It has to be. Because now you see, by doing that, you got Pakistanis that want to sue the CIA for drone striking. I mean, civilians. Look at all the drone strikes in Africa. Now, on the other side of the break, I'm going to play another clip. It's so wild to watch this because you're looking at it, and you're like, gosh, Obama, you know, the right-winger buffoons out here in the kind of, you know, entry-level, you know, surface-dweller alt-right types are like, yeah, great, man, the Congress, they overrode the evil black commie Obama. He was trying to protect his – because, see, Obama's a Muslim, you understand? And so he's trying to protect the Muslims from – because, you know, they did 9/11 and Obama's a secret Muslim. And so he's trying to protect his own by veto. You know why Obama vetoed that crap? Because he's a war criminal. And now by them overriding this veto, it opens up a whole lot of cans of worms here, because basically now all these other countries are like, wait a minute, you're talking terrorism. But my nation is a sovereign nation, and we're sitting in my house in a wedding, and a drone goes overhead and blows everyone in the wedding to smithereens, and that's not terrorism, just because the state does it, and it's not some shadowy kind of proxy of a state like Al-Qaeda or Daesh, ISIS. It's still terror. See you guys on the other side of the break. This stuff is insane.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Erie Radio. Now, we're talking about the JASTA override, and after the top of the hour, we're going to get into some of the rest of the clips from False Flag Weekly News, which basically deals with these two guys that are dealing with, a war on, number one, Professor Hall. We talked about all this last week, but number two, this other guy, Jeremy Roth Cushy, who went to a symposium where Dennis Ross, this heavyweight kind of CFR, former UN ambassador to Israel, all this crap, was given a speech. And he was the first one up to the podium, and he started asking tough questions. And he gets manhandled by the personal, basically, Jewish-Israeli-type security forces that were there, okay, because it was put on by a Jewish organization. But we're going to get into some of that after the top of the hour. Now, we're going to do clip 12 next, Mr. Producer. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard. Now, we're going to be building a drone base in Niger. Okay. Now, remember, and you know what? I only got a couple minutes left. We're going to have to play this after the top of the hour. But you remember the Geroid O'Colmain article about France's skullduggery in Africa, and this goes way back, the French Foreign Legion, and I went through a lot of this last week, but basically all the countries that French intelligence, French troops, and Foreign Legion is operating, basically now the United States has got an agreement with the Niger government, basically, to build a massive drone base there. And so to basically supposedly see, they're using this threat of Islamic terrorism and the spreading of it as the pretext to build a global constabulary, as the Project for New American Century documents talked about. Okay. So now, you got to put a black president up there, a mulatto, this Obama character, and as soon as they put this guy into office, then Special Operations AFRICOM goes into high gear, and then we're doing all this crap on the African continent. And you know what? The animal kingdom's going to suffer, and it's already been suffering. The poaching, just this, it's just like this race to monetize and corporatize everything on the planet and to stake a claim on it, whether it be animal, whether it be land, plant, it doesn't matter. It's this race to commercialize the, every square inch of this plane, this thing we live on that we call the Earth, okay? And so we're going to build a big drone base there, all right? We're about to start World War III, and I've got clips about the Russians going into the bunkers in the next week. I mean, the crap that's going on, I feel this heaviness, and I know you do too if you're paying attention. And so we'll crank it back up after the top of the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.